writes their diaries, volume 5 or 6, I'm not sure. We still in this bitch, even though they tried to blow us away in the tornadoes, even though they're trying to wipe us out with a virus, we still heal Friday the 13th, let's go!
Fuck all these non-subscribing 3-star rated haters, I keep up the pace so you can pay me later. PCP the network at another layer, Burma Road to show to pay the way to pay her. I ain't playing, I'm a fucking player, this coronavirus got me all the way up. That tornado guy was calling me up. I left the city 30 minutes early with a 20 gauge and a pound in my trunk. Pray for these Nashville, I feel like my sins knocking everyone down in the way that I love. When I left the scene, no, I'm calling them up. If I'm in the city, my lady ain't with me, I got on my jersey, I'll die for the grub. Pray to the Lord, my salvation enough. Left at my funeral, what we'll do? We were fucking around trying to find us a dove. Bury me without a casket, I'm trying to go back to eternity as a worm scrub. Don't let him put me inside.
Crack, 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 crack. Yeah, baby, I know. I've been gone for a minute, dog. Gone for a minute. Sam, he's all but fucking dead. I don't know if he's ever coming back. That motherfucker, dude. They shut down his damn restaurant because of the fucking electricity over there. And that some bitch been out there passing out burgers like fucking some kind of damn, you know, some kind of damn, you know, guy that passes out free burgers to somebody when they're cleaning up Nashville. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sedona Tap House for helping out the community. You know what I'm saying? East Nashville, dude. I've had a couple times where, you know, I'll have to go over there because fucking it'll be nighttime and somebody who lost their damn house will be over there up under a tent and they'll order Uber Eats. And I'll have to drive through all the rubble, look like Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, back in the early 2000s when Bush was trying to get all that oil. And I'll be out there driving around, dude, and it'll be pitch dark, no lies, 28, about 1,500 cops over there with their lights on. And I'm coming through with, you know, somebody wants some Taco Bell real bad. And so I'm driving through there with Taco Bell to give some guy who's living up under a damn half of a roof that just happened to land propped up by a stick, you know what I'm saying, out there in East Nashville. So pray for those dudes, man. There's a lot of people lost their houses. It looks real ugly over there, dude. And I'll tell you my story. And listen, it's been a couple, you know, what, maybe 10 days or something like that. This is Friday the 13th, by the way. We'll get into that, but this is Friday the 13th. I believe it happened on the 2nd or the 3rd. I don't know when the fuck it happened, okay? But yeah. I guess it probably happened on the 3rd. It happened on a Monday, and this is a Friday, but it was a week Monday ago. But so I was in the, and this is just my story, and I know people were in the tornado, people were hurt, and all of that, right? And so, first of all, I've been so busy trying to work, trying to do stand-up, trying to write jokes, trying to work out, trying to eat healthy, trying to do other shit, you know what I'm saying, that I haven't put one out. But another thing that, another reason why I didn't do it is because I didn't want to get into this whole thing and start talking about the tornado unsensitively. Now some time has passed, and I feel that I can talk about it, because, you know, there are people out there who lost their houses, people who lost people, you know what I'm saying? People died, and a tornado is always a bad thing, and so I just don't want to step on any toes. But I do have a story about it, and it ain't nothing too crazy, right? But it's just that I'm very thankful to be safe, because as you know, this is the Rideshare Diaries. I do drive Rideshare, right? And East Nashville is a very popular area for people to be moving around. There's lots of trendy bars, restaurants. It's turning in. We'll say it is turning in, because I don't want to, you know what I mean. So there's some areas that got destroyed, but it's turning into a very trendy place. So I was over there, right? Just, you know, even after midnight, I'm over there, and I'm just chilling. The night of the tornadoes. I know, because I always check the weather, because you gotta know, you know, if it's gonna be some kind of storm or something. It just so happens on this particular day that the weather app that I have on my phone was predicting thunderstorms to start at 11 p.m. I was already pushing my luck in my head being out that late, because It had been a nice 11 p.m. hour. It felt nice outside. I had the windows down. I was chilling, right? But I was like, as soon as it starts raining, I'm done, because I've already made a grip today. Had already done well, you know. And so I was chilling. I was hanging out, and rain droplets start coming down. And it's like midnight. I'm in East Nashville. And I'm like, ah, fuck, I better go home. So I start rolling my windows up. I get a ding, 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 ding. Dung, dung. And that's off of Postmates. So I get a Postmates. Turns out I had to go over to the Hooters in Goodlettsville over under the bridge, where they got them crack addicts doing crack and doing other kinds of drugs. I ain't sure what they're up to under there. They might be coming up with a solution to coronavirus. I don't know. But they under there anyways, with some needles and some syringes, you know. So I go over, deliver the food to some lady in fucking Goodlettsville, right? So now it's about 12:30. You know, maybe 12:40. And I'm like, all right, I can turn this app off, get the fuck out of here. Because it's starting to rain a little harder now. I'm like, all right. So now I get on the road, and I'm heading to Hartsville on I-65. You know, lots of nights I'll have to drive out to Hartsville and lay my head down out there. And so, you know, when it's late. So now I'm like, well, let me take I-65. All right, so I'm on I-65, and it turns to be about 1 or something. I don't know what time it turns to be, but at a certain time, my phone just goes, I'm listening to some podcast, probably Fighter and the Kid, probably Chris D'Elia, maybe a little Joe Rogan, who knows what it was, but it goes, or however it goes on an iPhone, you know what I'm saying? And it says, tornado on the ground in Nashville, take cover now. And the take cover now is in all caps. I'm like, ah, motherfuck. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to see a tornado. If it, you know, it didn't say in East Nashville, it didn't say the street names where it was or nothing, it just said in Nashville, and I'm still in sort of Nashville, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh God, so I'm like looking up in the skies, I'm driving, and everything's fine. I make it all the way home. Even by the time I get home, I forget that had really even happened, right? And then I start getting texts, my dad, my mom, random, you know, Scooter from fucking, you know, I think it might have been a little Scooter, that rapper, you know, just random guys texting me, hey dude, you doing all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fucking in bed. And they're like, man, Nashville's, you know, bad off, Topgolf got ripped. I'm like, oh shit. Well, I go to sleep, wake up the next day, and everybody's like, pray for Nashville, do this and that, you know, canned goods, whatever. I'm like, okay, you know, big deal, you know. Then I get out there, and I see what happened. I said, oh, shit, this is bad. I got lucky, dude. People died and shit, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I feel bad for not appreciating in the moment that I made it home safely, you know. Shout out to the big man for looking over me. What if the thing went ding, 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 ding? And it was like, hey, Steven, run over to Madison or run over to Donaldson or I don't know, whatever, somewhere in Nashville where the quickest way to go home would be I-40. Well, it'd have been a different story I'd be telling you now. Might be telling you one from 6 feet under the ground, you know what I'm saying? Because I'd have been on I-40 where a tornado drove down the interstate from fucking Nashville to Lebanon. You can go out to Lebanon and see the damage. Mount Juliet, there's damage. There's damage all in between that area, all the way through Nashville. It's like God was like, hey, man, what's the best way to get from Nashville to Lebanon? I guess, I-40? Somebody told some redneck down there at the store, told me I-40. And he pulled off on I-40 doing about, you know, probably doing about 62 miles an hour down through there. Just fucking shit up. And seriously, I do, you know, I don't have to tell you to fucking donate and to help out, blah, you know what I mean? People are good people. People help people. But that's just my experience with it, is I'm very glad I did not drive down the fucking I-40 on the way home that night, because I was in the area, you know what I'm saying? I got very lucky, and I just want to do a shout out to the big one on that one. I ain't had coffee yet, so I'm going to do, well, I'm going to let you know I'm pausing it, but you wouldn't have known if I hadn't told you I'm pausing it. Grab me some coffee. That whole story was done on straight just fucking dream dust, bro. Like, I just woke up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little fucking sleepy, but now I'm going to be awake, and I'm going to be drinking some coffee with some fucking ghee butter in that bitch. Yes, sir. All right, hold on. I'm back, dog. I'm back in this bitch, dude. I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. All that shit with the tornado. So pray for all them, you know, everything going on. And, you know, the other thing that's scary, dude, is fucking the coronavirus, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a fucking Uber and Lyft, Postmates, Uber Eats driver, bro. And that's what I do for a living. And, you know, it's scary. And it's scary. If you're scared about this virus and all that, you need to go listen to Joe Rogan's podcast that he does with this dude who is the infectious disease master, whatever the fuck, over at the University of Minnesota, because he goes deep into it and lets you know what the risks are and this and that. And I ain't gonna tell you what he said because I'm just gonna be spreading misinformation, you know what I'm saying? And that's like the worst thing that you can do. But here is my concern is that I have two major concerns, and one is that I'm gonna just fucking, they're gonna turn off the Uber and Lyft apps, and I'm not gonna have a way to make money. Now, they both, Uber and Lyft, did send notifications saying that they would provide financial assistance for 14 days to any of the drivers if you are diagnosed with COVID-19, right? But like, the crazy ass thing about it is there's many scary aspects to this, because number one, as of yesterday, I think Tennessee only had 164 test kits, okay? Now, maybe they have more, but the whole point is that you're going to have to jump through hoops just to get fucking tested, right? So that has its own implications, because that means there's a lot of people running around with it that ain't getting tested, you know what I'm saying? Because a big part of this is that you're going to have it for 4 or 5 days before you ever even fucking realize it. And in that period of time, you are very contagious. So there's a bunch of motherfuckers running around breathing on each other that already got it. So my concern is that they're going to close it down and not pay us, or they're going to close it down. I'm not going to have a way to make money. And I blame myself. I could have a job as an accountant. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I'm just having a hell of a time, dude. I'm having fun, bro. Out here driving around for a living. I'm out here driving around and talking to people and having a good time every single day. You know, this is so crazy because I didn't just grow up as a little kid going, I hope one day I can be a taxi driver. You know what I mean? But that saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I do not feel like I've worked a single day since November something, bro. Like, I have fun every day. I'm driving around. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm coming up with material to go on stage at night. I'm driving around all day. I'm doing stand-up comedy, you know, and, you know, I'm doing open mics right now, but I'm hoping one day I'm going to get booked on a show, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just having fun every day. And so, you know, it is my fault because I almost feel guilty enjoying myself so much every day. You know what I'm saying? I should be out there doing somebody's taxes or, you know, fucking writing down numbers for some fucking millionaire so he can pay me, you know, $25 an hour or whatever, you know, but I'm not. And, you know, I think I'm about to suffer consequences for that. I think I'm going to lose my source of income, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. You know, I might have to resort to, you know, sucking dick or selling drugs or something, because it's hard. I have been looking for jobs, you know what I'm saying? But it's hard to get one. I've interviewed for some jobs. They pass over me probably because I'm growing out a fucking mullet and I look like a piece of shit and my clothes don't fit, you know, I don't know. But the other fear that I have is that, oh, I just got an email from Uber that they're shutting the green light hubs down all across the country to protect themselves from the coronavirus, but yet they're letting us drive around at the green light hub. It's like, yeah, why are they shutting down? Because there's so many Uber drivers coming in there because Uber drivers are exposed to so many different people. So they're shutting down the green light hubs so they don't get exposed to the Uber drivers, bro. But I am an Uber driver. It's like, we're getting exposed to a lot and you're closing down your offices, but yet you want us to keep driving. So that's that. And I almost feel like it's unresponsible for us to continue driving because of what I just said. People are symptomless and they're getting in the car, you know. And so we're not going to know when we have it. You know, I'm scared to death to go visit my grandma because if I give her a hug, I might kill her. You know what I'm saying? And it's real scary. And that's my other fear is that, you know, I keep driving because because I have to. I don't have another source of income. And every day I'm picking up 30, 40 people. And, you know, that's that many people I'm being exposed to who knows where they've been in life. I might have it. I might come home and give it to my dad. I might give it to my grandma. I might give it to, you know, whoever. And then I'm going to these open mics. I'm talking into the microphone. I'm holding it. Everyone. Oh, man. It's scary, dude. It's scary. It's not funny. I mean, look, I my way to cope with things, sadness, scared, anxiety, being scared of shit. My way to cope with everything is to make jokes and to be funny, right? But I want you to know that I don't take things lightly, and I don't think it's funny. Like, I don't think it's funny when people die. I don't think it's funny when, you know what I'm saying, people lose loved ones or lose their homes or nothing like that. But the only way for me to get through this is to laugh, to find the humor, right? So if you hear me making jokes that you feel are insensitive, the place it comes from is I'm scared too. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared. I'm anxious. When my mom was in the hospital, she almost died, right, a few years ago. She has scleroderma. And if you want to look up that disease, you can see how painfully aggressive that disease is. There's no cure, right? It's a very scary thing. But it was affecting her liver, and that was causing this vein in her esophagus to burst. And every time it did, it would take a while for her to realize that she would nearly bleed to death in her own esophagus. That blood would leak into her gut. Right. And she, one time she lost all the blood except for 2 pints. I think you got 8 pints, right? So she bled out 6. Like, she almost died a couple times. When I go to the hospital, what do me and my mom do? Well, she's in there damn near, you know, about to, you know, thinking, should she renew her stay or should she check out? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's close. We're laughing our asses off, joking around about shit, you know. And that's a thing I think she has, and I have that. We just laugh in times of where most people would be crying or praying or scared. I make jokes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. So don't take it personally, and please realize that I do. This is, I mean, look, I don't want to cause panic. You know what I mean? There's enough people doing that. Hold on, sip of coffee. Enough people panicking and shit, but this is for real. It is serious, and And that's all I'm going to say, you know what I mean? I made a pretty fucking untasteful joke. I'll be honest with you. I did, every now and then I listen to our own podcast just because I want to be like, how does this come off? I want to listen to it as a listener, right? And then I did make a pretty untasteful joke about Chinese people and the coronavirus, and that was kind of gross, and I wish I didn't do that, but I'm not going to take it off the internet because then you don't have the context for the rest of this shit, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, you know what I mean, whatever is gonna happen is gonna happen, and, I picked up this dude yesterday, and I was like, dude, and it's, I picked him up from Walmart, actually, and I said, did they have any more toilet paper in there? Actually, I said this, I'm gonna try to use my actual voice. I don't know what my voice is, like, I'm redneck as fuck, right? But, like, I've been out in the world, I got a college education, I've been around a bunch of fucking liberals, and so you know, I speak like this also. Like, I'll go into a store. I'll go to work. I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? My name is Steven Angel. And right now I'm overdoing it. I'm overdoing it right now a little, you know. But, and then sometimes, man, I get around my damn family and my friends. I talk like this, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't fucking pandering to them. It's just fucking, it's almost like 2 different languages, right? And so when I'm talking to you guys, I don't know which voice to use because I don't know where I'm at. I don't know who you guys are, you know. I just see the numbers, and I go, damn, how's that many people listening to me fucking talking to a microphone? And I wish we'd get Sam back, because I know y'all miss him. I've seen your emails. I've seen your damn texts and Twitter messages and all that. And we're trying to work on it, but where am I going with this? Oh, so I said, I was like, man, is all the toilet paper gone in there? And he said, and he did talk like this. He said, oh, yeah, man, and I couldn't even find no work boots. No, he said, yeah, but I didn't go in there for that. I went in there for some work boots. And I said, ha, I bet there were plenty of those. And he's like, nah, man, them's gone too. And I was like, shit, bro. And And then we got to talking about it. He said, shit, I don't know what everybody's so scared of. It's a, hell, it's just like a cold, ain't it? He's like, hell. And I was like, yeah, but the thing is, you know, I don't know what to do. Because if I get it, I don't want to give it to, you know, an older person or anybody else and get them sick, you know. So I'm scared I might have to seclude myself in my home or something. And he said, well, hell, I ain't going to do that. I live with 4 or 5 different people. I live with my sister, my 2 kids. Hell, I'd go damn crazy if I had to stay in the house with them. And I work at a restaurant, so I feel sorry for all those people. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. Like, this motherfucker is preparing food for people, and he doesn't give a fuck if he gets the virus. So, you know, go out to eat if you want to. You know what I'm saying? But go listen to that Joe Rogan podcast if you really want to figure out what's going on, because they go deep. They go deep in. You know what I'm saying? And luckily, dude, we got the tornado. We got coronavirus, and today's Friday the 13th, and I got to go out here and try to live my life. I don't believe in all that shit, but today I almost believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little worried, you know, just a little worried. But the crazy, you know, I'm out here. I'm driving Lyft. I'm driving Uber. So I have to pretty much assume that I am going to get the coronavirus, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, I'm just going to get it, right? There's really no getting around it. Because think about, like, if someone does quarantine themselves, they still going to have to eat. And you got to assume that most of America isn't smart enough to have already prepared for this. The doomsday preppers and all that, they are fucking having a field day, right? I told you I was going to eat all these fucking canned beans, you know? Like, I told you I was going to eat this Spam. I would like to have a bunch of guns right now. I would, you know what I'm saying? Like, more than I have. I got to say I have a nice little setup going on. But I would like to just have a stockpile of guns where I could fund a small army, because we might need it, dude. Watch some of them damn virus movies, you know? It'll make you think. I wouldn't mind starting a community. Like I said, I don't want to be the leader, but I want to be in the leader's ear. So we got to find us a strong leader. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's got a good heart. And, you know, it ain't going to be nobody that would run for president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? This is more of a fucking small government, local guy that, you know, you might see over at the damn co-op or something when you driving through. But anyway, so the people that are quarantining them fucking selves in the house, like, who better to bring them food than some other loser who can't find a real job? You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to give it to their families. They want to expose their families to come over to bring the food. So why not the Uber guy? But let's be honest, if you're able to take 2 weeks off of work, you probably live with your parents. So your parents got the coronavirus too, you know what I'm saying? So you're all just stuck in the house with the fucking coronavirus. You need somebody to bring you some food, and that's me. And so every time I go to someone's house, I'm worried that they're giving me the coronavirus. I just assume every time they got it, right? And now Corona, and now Uber and Lyft, they got these, and Postmates got these options where you can just drop the food off at the door. But the person has to say, the person you're delivering to has to be the one to say that. But you know what I'm saying? I looked into ways to prevent getting it, right? And it's like, I was looking at getting one of those little masks, those white masks. Oh, dude, I love coffee in the morning, man. There's almost nothing like it. Like, I'm on another 40-day no drinking thing. This is day, let's see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is day 6 of 40 that I'm going to do. I'm feeling great. No alcohol, dude. Man, I'm starting to be able to control this beast that's inside of me that just wants to fucking change his headspace, right? It's like, I don't know what it is, but I have a very dark inner voice. And this guy, he won't shut the fuck up, right? Until he gets you know, it's like you got this mean dog chained up to a fucking tree outside, and he's just barking. He's ready to fucking just tear anything up. And you never know when he might get off. It ain't a chain. He's actually, it's like somebody took, he got a collar around his neck, and this is a big old dog, looks half wolf, really, and he's mean. He's foaming at the mouth, and for some reason, the owner, he's got a mean-ass collar on his neck, but they tied him up with floss, right? And you never know when this motherfucker is going to get off the leash and tear everything up in the yard and bite everybody that's around, right? And that's what's inside of me. And it's just trying to get out. It's like constantly is what it's like inside my head, right? And the only way to shut this motherfucker up is to throw some poison at him. It'll get him a little sleepy, calm him down a little bit. And that's alcohol, right? Or pills or anything that I might would want to do. You can even give him some cocaine. That just makes it worse. So I quit giving him that. But for a while, what I was doing is I was feeding him a bunch of alcohol every night, and he'd kind of just take a little nap or just, you know, lay down, you know, for a little bit. But see, what I did is I hired fucking Cesar Chavez or whatever the fuck his name is to start training him. So now I got this Mexican dude coming over at the house about, you know, I don't know, every fucking day, really, just to... Okay, listen here, doggy. You sit down. Sit down. You be good. You get a treat. You know what I'm saying? So, learning how to deal with that monster on the inside of me. And it's helping me become a better person. I'm getting better at, when I'm on stage and I'm sober, I'm a lot more present. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing better jokes. I'm just doing the shit I'm supposed to do. I'm actually taking the time to write. I'm actually, you know, doing my business shit, sending emails, doing this, doing that, putting the priorities in the right place, you know what I'm saying? Just the shit that you would want to be spending your time on, I'm spending the time on it. Like, whereas when I'm drinking all the time, just literally not caring about what's going on in my life, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's come to. So anyway, the whole point of that is, dude, when you're sober, right, it's different. When I'm drunk, I still drink coffee. Or when I'm drinking, I'm still drinking coffee, but it ain't the same. When I wake up in the morning and I'm sober, oh, God, and I just have them first one, two, or three cups of coffee. Then, and I will tell you, I drink a lot of coffee, but it's diminishing returns, right? The first two cups, bro. Oh, dude, I could jack off to it. I could literally not think of a sexual thought, and I could just masturbate to the cups of coffee, and I feel good, dude. I feel like I took two shots of whiskey, bro, in my stomach. You know that warm hug you get? It's like that, but it's different. It's like this whole time I didn't know I was really fucking, you know, some girl who's just some whore and she was cheating on me, you know what I'm saying? But then I found a girl that really loves me and she's giving me a hug. And that's what that glass of coffee feels like. But, yeah. Oh, so I was looking into, oh, but look, by the way, I've decided I'm not going to get completely sober because I do enjoy a drink. I'm trying to learn how to use alcohol. Is what it's meant for. It's just like every now and then cut a little loose, have you a few drinks. And so that's what I've decided is I'm going to do like a week where I'll let myself drink or 2 or 3 weeks where I'll let myself drink only on the weekends. And then whenever it starts getting out of control, I do 40 days. That's what happened. I was drinking. I was doing like, you know, because I just had a 40-day stint that I did, and that was great. And I was going to be sober all the way, but I said, fuck it, I don't need to. Had a drink. It was fine. Had another drink on another day, you know, on this weekend. And then it started getting up and up and up to where it became I was drinking every day again. I was drinking at fucking shows. I was doing shitty on stage. And I was like, you know what? It's time to install another 40-day period of no drinking. And so that's what I'm going to do when it gets out of control, 40 days. There's no way I can get out of hand that way as long as I stick to it. So anyway, yeah, I was looking into the masks, right? Because I don't want to get coronavirus. I'm a Uber driver, and I'm for sure gonna get it. And I was trying to find a way. I was like, I can buy one of these white masks, and I won't get it. You know what I'm saying? And then I look into it, and it turns out that's just so you don't infect somebody after you get it. I was like, what? at that point, what's the fucking... I'm not going to do that. Health... You think I'm going to spend money after I already got it, bro? Healthcare is expensive in this country, right? And now I got to quarantine myself, bro. Fuck your mask. You know what I mean? Those things don't do shit. So you see somebody wearing that. Like, it's like the only people who are properly wearing those masks are Asians. If you see an Asian person wearing one of those masks, because it's in their culture, right? They're in their culture, it's like, we believe in, because they're communists, right? It's like, we believe in the greater whole more than the individual. So if I get sick, I truly on the inside, I would rather die and everyone else be healthy. So I'm going to wear this mask because I don't want to get the whole infected, right? So if you see an Asian and they're wearing the mask, that person probably got the coronavirus, right? But if you are just in Walmart and some white's wearing a mask, that person is probably just racist. You know what I'm saying? Probably just racist. It's fine. Only thing you're going to catch off them is probably just a whiff of Waffle House as you walking by them. You know, maybe some extra diced onions up in them hash brown smell coming off your shirt. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the other day I seen this white dude wearing this fucking mask. And so I just squinted my eyes and ran up to him real quick and started coughing, dude. Scared the shit out of that motherfucker, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you see a black guy wearing a mask, just go ahead and give him your money, you know? Dude, what? He's raising money for the victims in East Nashville, you know what I'm saying, of the tornado. So give him some money, dude. He's raising it for Nashville. You fucking pieces of shit. What did you think I was talking about? If you see a Mexican wearing a mask, one of them white masks, it's me, and I'm here to cut your yard, dude. I'm starting a lawn care business. So, there's that. Here's a funny thing. Hold on, I gotta get us some more coffee and then I come back. So, yeah, fuck, why'd I do that? So, the other day I was driving, right? And I forgot to put on deodorant. But I didn't know that I forgot to put on deodorant because it was not that hot. I had on a hoodie. But I drove Lyft and Uber all day, and at some point, my armpits started sweating, but I wasn't, like, hot. But my armpits, I guess, were just in a weird mood, you know what I'm saying? And I noticed that they were sweating so much that it came through my hoodie. So I touch up under there, and it feels like a wet heated blanket. It's disgusting. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to do something about this. And then in ding, 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 or whatever, fucking Lyft ride. I'm like, ah, shit. So I head out, and I go get these, and I pull over, and it's these three early 20-something, apparently, like, rich, you know, daughters of rich people, hot chicks in my car, right? Like, oh, my God, Becky, like, Starbucks, like, you know what I'm saying, that kind of person. And, all three of them get in the back of my 2018 Honda Civic. You know what I'm saying? So, apparently, I'm that fucking creepy. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever. That says what it says. But they'd rather sit in the back seat than they would get in the front, than one of them to get in the front. So, whatever, dude. You know what I'm saying? The point is that they're all three back there talking, and I can't relate to a single thing they're saying. It's just so foreign. They're white chicks, right? But what they're saying is just so foreign to me because it's all rich girl shit. You're like rich kid shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm driving them to this huge mansion in the woods, and you know, we're on our way though, so I don't know they live in a huge mansion, but we're on the way, and I'm kind of moving my arms. I'm like, oh man, my armpits are so sweaty. They're just talking away. And at some point, I think I even was, like, touching it with my hand and kind of smell my hand to see if it stinks or not. But they didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? They didn't notice I was doing that. It's like, I could have literally not even been in the fucking car and they wouldn't have noticed. I'm pretty sure at some point in their lives, they've probably actually teleported, right? So they just think they don't know. They don't know how they're getting where they're going. They just know they push a button on their phone, they get into a car, they talk, and they end up there. They don't know what happens in the meantime. So yeah, it's like, there's a bunch of rich kids, they think they're teleporting. What I should have done is just got on 440 during rush hour, called their parents, and collected $1 million. The whole time, they would have never known. You know, I have your kids, they're being kidnapped. They wouldn't have fucking known. I could have got $1 million off this ride. But I end up taking them home, there's no issues, right? I pull around to the corner for my next ride, and I get on my phone, right, because I'm waiting on my ride. I jump on to Instagram, and, you know, my armpits, they didn't even stink or nothing like that. But I jump on to Instagram, and the first ad that pops up. Now, note, I've been in my car by myself this whole time. Only thing I've done is kind of move my arms a little bit and touched my armpits maybe twice and smelled it, right? First ad that pops up says, sweaty armpits. And there's a drawing of his dude holding his arms out. You know, like those drawings that are just made to show you, like, sweaty armpits. Basically, he's just holding his arms out, and it shows wet pits. And I guess it was supposed to be odor that was, like, flashing out from his arms, but it looked more like rays of sunshine. It was a terrible drawing, but he had on a hoodie, right? The drawing guy had on a hoodie. This gig calls for just a plain white t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? But this guy had a hoodie on. It's like they want me to know that they know. You know what I'm saying? Or they want me to know that they're watching. They weren't even selling anything. It wasn't even an advertisement for deodorant. They weren't selling anything. They just want me to know. They're just telling me to quit being a slob and to put on the deodorant that I had in my backpack in the back of my car, right? They changed my behavior, and that scares the shit out of me for the technology. You know what I'm saying? Project that 20 years into the future. It's going to be people walking among us with the power to see our every thought just floating above our heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, have y'all seen The Death Note? I watched The Death Note again. What? If you haven't seen Death Note on Netflix, you gotta go watch that shit. It is dope, dude. It's like, there's gonna be people that got the Shinigami eyes, right? The Shinigami eyes. If you don't know about Death Note, it's this anime cartoon from like 14 years ago where this high school student finds a magic notebook and he just writes down people's names in it and they will die. He can control how they die before they die. And he gets a notebook from this Shinigami, which is basically a Grim Reaper. And the Grim Reaper just accidentally drops it down on Earth. And this guy, Light Yagami, finds it, right? And he's a high school kid. Well, then, a couple other Shinigamis drop their shit on Earth. Now there's more than one person with the power to just fucking go around killing people, right? And that's the whole show. It's a really good show. Cartoon, anime. But just think, in 20 years from now, what if Apple makes a product that's similar to this notebook, right? They just create this fucking piece of technology, and they give it to a select few members of society, some real douche towels, and they start cleaning up all the biological litter around here, you know what I'm saying? They literally, think about it. The power already exists. If they can make me get out of my car in the middle of the road with technology, right? They can influence people to get out of their car in the middle of the road and go around back to get some deodorant. What if somebody was like, I want to kill Steven Angel and I want him to get hit by a car. So they're like, oh, his armpits are sweaty. Let's advertise some armpits to him. That way he gets out of his car. Don't look both ways. You know, little do I know, Daryl, he just got a text message from he just accidentally got a naked selfie from his wife, and he's pretty sure it wasn't meant for him, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't exactly paying attention to parked cars or doing the speed limit, you know what I mean? It's probably already happening. They probably tried to get me right there, you know? They can influence our behavior with advertisements. Think in 20 years how much more advanced it will be, and if they give the power to three people on the planet of Earth, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, okay, I want to take out Steven Angel. And this is how I want to do it. I want him to go out to a show. I want him to heckle some. I want some this dude to heckle him in the crowd. So, like, they give this dude that's going to heckle me, his name's Jim, they give him all these advertisements that piss him off. You know, talk about, you know, President Joe Rogan, how he's, you know, he's not letting transgender athletes compete in sports, right? And so then I get on stage, and they know I've been writing jokes about transgender because I've been putting it in my phone, and they can detect that, all right? And I've been being like, man, fuck transgender people who want to play sports. I don't think it's right for that. But I make a funny joke about it, and it's humorous. But this guy, you know, his daughter actually changed into, his son actually changed into a girl and wants to be a wrestler. And so he can't take it no more. He finds me out in the parking lot and fucking shoots me in the head, right? But the way they got onto the show was advertised comedy. It's going to be real fun, you know? And they're like, ooh, here it goes. Steven Angel's going to die tonight. That shit could happen. Go watch Death Note, right? On Netflix, it's Death Note anime series. If you've already seen it, you already know what I'm talking about. But just imagine that that notebook is actually just a piece of technology, bro. It's coming. That shit is legitimately possible. And it freaks me the fuck out. And today is Friday the 13th, 2020. Friday the March the 13th, 2020. And man, I'm scared to go outside, to be honest with you. There could be a coronavirus out there to get me. There could be, you know, there could be a tornado, I guess. There could be, you know, somebody who don't like my jokes to kill me. I don't know. I'm just scared. I'm feeling particularly vulnerable today. And I'm scared of Friday the 13th today. That's all I can really say about that one, dude. I want to do this. Shout out to Easton Stacy from Hartsville. He's going to be a new member of the Burma Road podcast. I don't know if you guys, you know, any of you guys from Hartsville that listen to the Burma Road podcast. We're going to have another member of the team. And we got a lot of exciting stuff planned for that podcast. If you don't know, Burma Road is a podcast where we cover Trousdale County High School football. And we're going to be adding some really cool elements of that. So start looking on Twitter for some action on there. We're gonna do a little off-season training. And we're also, you know, there's some secret shit I can't talk about. And I won't talk about it. But just keep in mind Burma Road podcast, right? It's going to be exciting. Stand-up comedy, you know, I'm doing it. I'm doing a bunch of open mics. Last night, I was at the Borough Bar and Grill in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and that's actually a fun show, and here's why it's fun. It's an open mic, right? You can just go and sign up, but the thing is, no one signs up. Last night, five of us signed up. Well, actually, three of us signed up, and then these kids came in, these theater majors came in, and boy, that was pretty fucking interesting. They just got up there and, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about anybody, but they weren't telling jokes. We'll say that. They were just kind of fucking acting silly, and that was fine. But it's cool because, like, most of these open mics, you get 4 minutes, right? At this one is in Murfreesboro. It's a whole different type of crowd. It's people who don't watch comedy every day. It's people who are just there to have a beer and smoke a cigarette. And they want to laugh. So you go there, and I could say, hey, my doo-doo stinks. And they'd be like, ah! So it's kind of cool. And you get in, and I got 10 minutes last night. It's the second time in my life I've done 10 minutes, and it was fun because I actually had 10 minutes to do, which was interesting. The first time, I didn't have 10 minutes, and I had to make shit up. It's put on by this thing called fuck, what is it called? I can never remember. I think it's called like Dynamic Arts or Creative Arts or something. It's some group in Murfreesboro, a nonprofit organization where they do all these art like shows, and they're for, like, you know, against racism. They're for the support of the LGBTQ+ community, LGBTQA+ community, feminists, and you know, first joke, I definitely rub some of the people the wrong way. I can't help it. There's no hate in my act, but my first joke is, my girlfriend wants to quit her job. I said she could because, you know, that, and I said she should write, sorry, I'm not doing a good job, but my girlfriend's been talking about how she hates her job. I said she should quit. That way she could make money pursuing her passion of constantly I still didn't do it right. I told her she should quit her job and write mathematics books for school kids. That way she could get paid to pursue her passion of constantly making up problems, right? And, you know, and people laugh, but then the, you know, girl that's doing the thing, she's like, just puts her head in her hands, or her hands in her head, whatever, and that makes me laugh in itself. But that's a great organization. It's a fun show, and people are so excited. Like, it makes me feel good about myself, because, you know, some of these other ones, dude, you never know. It's hit or miss, and that's what's the whole point of an open mic, is to work out your new shit and to work out your jokes. And but man, I bomb 50% of the time. And you can really feel like shit about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can really feel like shit about yourself coming off stage. Lately, I've had some of the more, like, regular comics in the area who actually travel around and shit and get paid to kind of, you know, either tell me, hey, man, that was funny, or, like, just keep at it, man. You'll get better. And just encouraging words. And I even had a guy who told me he liked my joke the other night. And he gave me some... you know, maybe try saying this. And it's like, that's cool, dude. That makes me, you know, feel like keeping on. But, dude, sometimes you just want to fucking go out in the car and paint the windows the colors of your brain. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets weird out there. But I don't know, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. I'm sorry that neither Sam nor I have really been fucking putting anything out, you know. And I've had some people that were just like, dude, just fucking, just if it's 20 minutes, who cares, just put something out, because we want to hear it. And you know, that's what really encouraged me to get on here and do this. So thanks for reaching out and saying nice things about the show. And you know, I love you guys. I really hope me and Sam get back to doing this regular, because it's a part of my life. That's, you know how you go to church and it's just like that every week, get together with the community and the Lord, and it just makes you feel renewed and rejuvenated. It's like, that's what kind of what this podcast with Sam was doing for me, and I didn't realize it until I started missing it. And now I'm like a lonely kid out there, lost in a damn, you know, I'm lost. I need to go to the altar and pray and get saved. So y'all hit up Sam. Hit up Sam and say, hey, man, fucking Wednesdays, get together with Steven and do the podcast. The thing that's going on with us is that I'm so busy now. I quit my job and became more busy. You know what I'm saying? Because I've planned out all my times, and I have to do this and that. Sam's always been really busy, right? Like, when I had a job, I just had a job, and I could do whatever, whenever. Now it's like I kind of out here working for myself. I got to do what I got to do. So it's a little more urgent that I'm out here grinding and shit. And Sam's always been that way. So now our times just do not link up. It's like just impossible. And now he ain't even got a fucking restaurant to go to. So he's out here, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He might be out, you know, fucking picking up cans and recycling them or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? But, you know, y'all pray for Sam. Hell, I hope this restaurant opens back up. That way we can get going back on with this podcast. We got to do something, though, because this show is really losing quality. And I'm sorry. I know half of you guys aren't here for me. Half of you guys, maybe more than that, are here for Sam. And you're not getting Sam. And I'm sorry about that. You need to fucking reach out to Sam. Tell him to get his fucking ass back on this fucking podcast, motherfucker. Anyway, I love you guys. Look. Go on to Twitter. We need to start getting probably followers on Twitter at badcredit615. Hit us up at badcredit615@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, right? At DGen4Rails. That's DEGEN, the number 4, RAILZ, DGen4Rails. Because you already know your boy DGen. They done closed all sports, boy. Then it closed all the sports down because of fucking coronavirus, dude. Listen, if I don't hear from you, if you die, hey, if I do get the coronavirus and I do get trapped in my house, I'm buying a fucking Xbox, I'm playing video games, and I'm doing podcasts, baby. So get ready to hear your boy do one podcast a day. Dude, I'll live stream. I'll fucking tell you what is going on with my body during this corona shit. So, if you're that kind of person, pray for me to get the coronavirus. But I don't want to die, right? I don't want to die. I will not be happy if I die of the coronavirus. You know, I'm more of a go out quick type of guy, you know. Yeah, if I do get it, I reckon I'll fucking broadcast from the studio here. I'll lock myself in, and this is what I'll do. I'll order Uber Eats and fucking... All right, guys, I love y'all. I'll try to keep bringing it. Y'all try to keep listening.
Ah, shit! Touchdown! Yeah! I'm a weirdo. Did you know I'm a weirdo? You probably knew I'm a weirdo. Yeah, damn, I try to tell them I'm a special type of weirdo. Can't keep them away, wish I could fly away. Hero in the game, save the day, save my name. Eisenberg, villain play, act retarded. Get it all out for your lie in the dirt. I mean, lie about the dirt that you do. I ain't even here, I let other people hit on my light work. How y'all down in blue and still ain't got a clue. About to get a pin and throw on a striped shirt. Unless you wanna change, or do you want change hanging around your ankles, fall around your waist. Drag that fucked up baggage around with you every place you go for the rest of your days. Damn, don't do it. The money ain't made to blow, stupid. For that, they make good Joe. IQO, make me a beat, let me flow to it. After this, ration it. Precious flow, mastered it. Never throw first, don't provoke me though. One, that's it. One and quit, make you wonder where the lightning come from, no thunder. Why's the sky been torn asunder and his righteousness stands just under?
Praise your be to the
Lord though. Feet in the sand, let me swim so. Dog track, profit type shit. Hey, no, come again, cut your throat.
Damn, I came in like a weirdo.
Understand,
I give them something to fear though.
I'm the man.
Got a plan for my kinfolk.
Damn,
I'm a motherfucking weirdo.
Damn, I came in like a weirdo.
Understand, I give them something to fear though.
I'm the man.
I got a plan for my kinfolk.
Damn,
I'm a motherfucking weirdo.
Damn, fucked it up. Tried to do a tight hook, mine got stuck. Tried to say something like get to the money all the time and to the haters, good luck. Hut one, hut two, 3,000 bucks. 20K, hush that shit, lock it up. Every day these soccer kids watching us. Let me dumb it down for you ignorant. Soccer kids just sit kicking it. For fun, I run in circles round them, ride around and I'm getting it. Knitting shit, downtown it don't happen often, but I'm fitting in. Brooks Brothers, what I'm fitted in. Game over, fuck straight business. Attire ridiculous, isn't it? Piss, tiss. Can't even hold my eyes open long enough to take a piss on this kid's shit. Let Calvin do it, add energy, 5 hour to it. Gotta wake him up, pancakes and blunts. Who the fuck you think you're about to be bouncing to? Good afternoon to you too. About to be 2 o'clock, feeling when I leave the room. Doom, impending consumes every ounce of your being. You're being my muse. My basement is cold in my heart. I got used at a discounted store where they buy some sushi. Tried to sell me some more, but I had to refuse. I got all I can handle, can't even hit snooze.
Damn, I came in like a weirdo.
Understand,
I give them something to fear though.
I'm the man.
I got a plan for my kinfolk.
Damn,
I'm a motherfucking weirdo.
Damn,
I came in like a weirdo.
Understand,
I give them something to fear though.
I'm the man.
I got a plan for my kinfolk.